catch up on Kennedy Malloy anywhere. Now use super fast internet anywhere with OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. No contracts, no wires. OVO.com.au. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Massive Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy for you people. We'll have a look at the life and times of Stan Lee. Dead. One of our listeners got him in the Deadpool.
Well, we're going to play it back because it was a pretty good call to do that.
Pretty good.
No, he had a good run.
He did. He's 95. You'll take that. Is he dead? I don't know.
I think he might be.
He could be coming back or something.
Guess who we've got coming in? One of my oldest mates in the biz.
Who's that?
Jonathan Coleman.
I think I took him in the Deadpool. Is he still here?
Tell that to his face when he comes in, I'll have you know.
Dave reckons he's got a terrible blow.
Very underwhelming. Well, the photo I saw this morning.
Really? Again, you can moustache off about that because he is going to come and talk about Movember.
More about Dave's moustache shortly.
Do you know that there is a list of the workplace's most irritating phrases that people use?
Okay.
Oh. And it's the new wave of these younger people who...
Morning, Jane. That's right.
Yeah, no, you can't say that anymore. That might be me too. We're going to go through some of these comments.
All right,
and see
we'll get to the bottom of that. Nick Cody's going to be our special guest on today's show.
We love
catching up with Nick. We'll see how fatherhood's treating him.
Yep.
See if he's ready to wave the white flag or still go, Hell Chapo. They're trying to impanel a jury, Jane, and it's proving quite difficult.
This is really fascinating to me because I'm slightly obsessed. I've been watching El Chapo on Netflix, so
you're
I've got a bit of information that I can help you along with this.
Why would you not want to be on the El Chapo jury?
You're doomed either way.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to get through. We might even get to the pie that's been launched into space. This is as good as it gets for the Australian.
That's good for Australia. I'd have to say that happened by Australian university students.
We'll see how we go.
I can smell something.
What are you smelling?
What?
I can smell a bit of hops in the air.
Alcohol?
I can smell beer.
Well, can I tell you why?
Why?
Dave's been to another work function.
I had two glasses.
Over lunch?
That's a lot.
I was very responsible. I'm sober as a judge. And it was midday, so it's lots.
I'll tell you something. In those two beers, you wouldn't have got any foam on your moustache. It wouldn't have been able to retain any.
It's tough.
We're still going. What's the latest? We put it up yesterday.
There was an Instagram story poll. I don't like how it's worded either. Is Dave's moustache pathetic or not pathetic?
I would have thought underachieving.
Yeah. I think underachieving.
Is it underachieving? 58%. It's pathetic. 42% not.
That's pretty close.
58 though. That's
I can almost see it from here.
Can I just say it looks it's looked the same for a long time. Yeah.
I can almost see it.
Hang on, I can still smell hops from this side of the bench.
Oh, sorry. Oh no, I've been at work all day.
What do you mean you've been at work? What are you wearing?
Checking out my brewery. I've been down my brewery.
Oh my god.
Quality controlling beers.
Oh, how do you do that? Wow. What's that all about?
You taste them, Jane.
The conveyor belt.
Like Laverne and Shirley.
Right. That's exactly
we're gonna
how
do
it
looks.
I've been hooning around on a forklift all morning.
You got a license for that?
Well, I tell you what, I would have blown over.
Yeah. So you've been to your beer factory. What's your beer's name again?
It's Brick Lane, Jane. It's Brick Lane. You can get it at the moment in a lager or a pale ale. You can get the One Love Pale Ale or the base lager, and it is top shelf.
I really trust you on this. This is one area you really know your
stuff.
It's
my strong suit, but I've been down there as we said, Joe, it's like letting the mice run the cheese factory. But they let me loose on the floor today, and I've been, this is my Willy Wonka.
It's like your empire.
This is my chocolate factory. I've been I've had the goggles on. I've had the.
Really?
I thought, because it's a smaller brewery. Right.
I thought it was a smaller operation.
Well, I thought I was going down there to see a couple of hipsters putting a thermometer into a barrel. It's a proper.
I've seen pictures that you've just shown me now. That is the real deal, Mickey.
Maybe we'll get a couple in. And by the way, we're going to give a slab away a day this program to one lucky listener.
Awesome.
Take your choice.
You're wearing the shirt as well, I see.
Well,
mate. You've got the merch.
Speaking of hipster.
This is hipster. This is like Mickey cool.
It actually suits you.
It does suit. It's very slimming.
I wish I could say
it is slimming. What's wrong with saying that?
What did you say? It actually suits you.
It does.
I wish I could say the same about your moustache. Okay. It's really
don't look at me when you say that.
All right. Well done, everyone. Brooklyn, coming up later. Okay. We'll give away a slab to everyone. When we come back, should we talk about Stan Lee, Stan Lee?
And Deadpool. Why?
And Deadpool. We're going to get into it. We're going to fire it up again. Come on.
All right. Thanks to OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband, supercharged internet anywhere.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Heroes show us we don't need to be perfect to do what's right. It's not about living without fear, but facing injustice. It's not about being powerful, but finding your calling when you least expect it. They show us it's okay to be vulnerable. No matter how tough you are. Because even though they're heroes, they're still human.
Yes, Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee, dead at 95. Yes. Started when he was 17. In 1939, that's a really long time ago, isn't it? To start off, he was made editor of the magazine of Timely Comics, which would later evolve into Marvel Comics. And he has been credited in helping to bring to the world a new era of superhero storytelling. So slightly flawed, slightly human, I think is the way that people look at it. You look a
bit like you.
A bit like me? Superhuman, very slightly flawed.
I don't know what your origin story is.
Let's not go through my backstory.
On the head with a hammer when you were young or something.
Don't bring that up. That's going to be in my autobiography.
All right. The great Stan Lee has given us so much great work over the years. Always
are you a fan?
I love the comics. I find the movies now a bit much for me, but I love the comic book work. I love what he brought to the table. I always couldn't fathom that he just never got a cent out of the movies.
Either can I.
It never seemed right to me. Somehow you can remake a million of them and you can get $1 billion at the box office, yet somehow he's not entitled to a cent.
Why doesn't
strange to me.
It does. Why isn't somebody who has reaped the fortune of Marvel Comics, why didn't they just go, why don't we give him...
We'll put you on a retainer.
What is wrong with
people? They give him a cameo. I think that's what they do, don't they? They give him a little cameo in the films.
He wasn't a great actor, I'll give him that. But he did...
He's 95.
I can say that now. I can say it now.
What is wrong with you?
Stan Lee.
It was always so obvious.
We knew he was not long for this world because we tipped him in we had a Deadpool on this show earlier in the year. His name came up with one of our listeners. Who was it?
This was Max.
Okay. You've got an interesting one, Max.
My one's Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel.
Now, that would be huge.
How old's he?
He's 95 now.
Oh, my God.
And that'd be a good one because he could actually fake his own death or plan his own death and come back as some kind of alter ego or something. Well, there it was. He'll be in the money today. He'll be cleaning up in the office sweep Deadpool.
One of our girls in our office.
Got it?
You know we have a Deadpool sweep.
We have a Deadpool.
Courtney.
Yeah. Courtney got it.
Do you want to hear who...
who else has gone this year?
But firstly, do you want to hear who Courtney had in her Deadpool?
Sure.
Stan Lee, Prince Philip, Jeffrey Rush, Keith Richards, Billie Jean King and Madonna.
Madonna's. Okay, I would have gone Cher before Madonna. Because when did Cher die?
She hasn't died.
Really? Are you sure?
I know.
I would have thought Prince Philip. A lot of people are waiting. A lot of people are doing their dough on Prince Philip. Yeah. He's hanging in there. I'm sure they're dragging him around Weekend at Bernie's style.
We've lost a few, though. Who else have we lost?
Someone we paid out on Barbara Bush.
We paid out on her?
Yeah, we did. Someone got Barbara Bush.
Really?
Yeah, someone got Barbara Bush. She was, I'll tell you what, I'd take her husband right now. George Bush Sr.
Oh, yes.
Pop him in.
He's got it. Can you box him up for me?
Who else has gone?
Well, you can't now until for next year. So this year is the 2018
list. Oh, yeah, you have to do the list. It's very interesting.
Stephen Hawking, I think we paid out on Stephen Hawking, didn't we?
Yeah, Lucy at work here in the office.
Was there Burt Reynolds?
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah. Now, Burt Reynolds is a good guy.
I would not have put him on my Deadpool list.
Well, you had a good one. Who was your mother-daughter team?
Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds.
Now, whoever got the Quinella.
That would be...
If you got the Quinella and bagged them up together...
Well,
who knew? You're having drinks on a boat in the Bahamas right now.
That was a week apart, honestly. Not even that.
Let's give us a call, 133353. Who do you reckon is next off the block? Come on, let's do it.
All
Deadpool.
Right.
Let's do it.
There's a few that have got to be on that list.
Ida Buttrose.
Wait, she's okay.
Oh, no, she's got to be.
Yeah, well, I don't know, yeah.
anyone from the audience of Studio 10?
They're permanently on.
I know Jill, who works here in the office, for the last 4 years, she's had Kirk Douglas on the list.
Oh, she's definitely.
Kirk Douglas, he's north of 100.
He's over 100 and he's still. And she's,
they wheeled him out the other day because Michael Douglas got his own star. So I saw Kirk saying it. Okay. Yeah, he's still there. He's still coming. What Dick Van Dyke, surely. He makes an appearance in the new Mary Poppins movie. That'll be his last. That'll be his swan song.
Okay. Right. Del Braithwaite.
I beg your pardon.
Come on, he only just got to the end of horses.
He did not.
I thought the on-course vet was going to put him down. I told you that.
You are in such big trouble when Daryl sees you next. I'm going to dob.
He knows I love him.
He doesn't. No, he wants to fight you. All right.
Prince Philip.
Of course.
You've got to be close.
Yes.
133353. Give us a call right now and get on. Who do you think, Deadpool? Who's going to take the chockies? Who's your smart bet?
We'll take your calls.
Right after this. This is Kennedy Malloy. Jonathan Coleman's going to join us in the next half hour, then Nick Cody as well. Yeah, he is.
Is he still alive and well?
Don't say that. He's listening in the car.
All right, Jono. See
of course he's fine. Don't add Jono to the Deadpool list or he'll be very cross with you.
You'll get talking to him. I want to see his moustache, which Dave's already slagged off.
I just saw a photo come and he tweeted something out earlier today and I thought, where is it?
A bit of respect Come on. A bit of respect from you, Dangerous Dave.
Does your hair still grow after you've dead? I think it does.
What are you looking at me for?
We are talking Deadpool.
We've got a Deadpool going today on the program because,
Marvel Comics legend Stan Lee has died at 95 and was on a few Deadpool lists. And, of course, you all know what a Deadpool list is. It's you kind of predict.
You take a sweep on who's going to die next.
And generally we're looking at people who are well in their years.
Sure. Someone who looks like they're close to going. Dave, who won it in our office?
Oh, well, I won it last year.
Who with?
Adam West, TV's Batman.
Oh, yeah.
And who got this one?
Courtney in the office. Stan Lee, along with Prince Philip.
But he's not gone.
No, he's still with us.
Well, technically.
Yes. The switchboard's lit up.
It has.
And we're going to go to Joe first. Hello, Joe.
How you doing, guys?
Who do you want taking the Deadpool?
Betty White.
Oh, geez, that's short.
She's defying us all. Yeah. She keeps coming back every year.
Golden Girls. Is anyone from the Golden Girls gone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bea Arthur.
Bea Arthur's gone.
Bea Arthur.
Yeah.
Last one.
Yeah, Betty. No, the other one's still alive, isn't she? The sort of one who was the rampant sex addict.
The other one.
Yeah.
Betty White. Well, she's retired from all forms of entertainment.
She has. So that's, but only just in the last year. She was in sitcoms up till then.
We're talking
thanks,
about
Joe.
This. They'll have the tape ready to go, won't they?
Yeah, the Obit tape.
E-Entertainment
has got a whole library, I reckon. It's ready to press play.
Did you say we've got one here?
We've got
a whole list of entertainers.
Some of those great rockers that are still with us.
Oh, you don't want to walk into that room and see your name in the Obits, do you?
Matty Haywood cuts them up.
Let's play a couple.
Let's sneak some out.
An on-air Obit.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Joe. Hello, Adam.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Who'd you like to add to the Deadpool list?
I hope not, but I think Bob Hawke.
Oh, jeez. Bob Hawke, it's getting to that stage.
I hope not. He's still got a few beers in him, I reckon, at the cricket.
ScoMo's stealing his stuff he's already
How
dare you, ScoMo, you idiot.
Thank you, Adam. We'll just have a swipe at our Prime Minister while we're at it. Hello, Jason.
Good afternoon, ladies and gents.
Yeah, it's a pretty morbid topic, but who's on your list?
We're having fun.
It is, and this one hurts me to say a little bit, but I think Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good call. He's got to be close.
It is a good
call. His brother got on the list earlier this year.
Either from old age or just been gored by a rhino or something, taken by surprise.
Or a jellyfish, something like that.
Who would do his funeral?
Oh, with a good voice.
Have to be someone with it.
Oh, Morgan Freeman. No, who's that? You need that Morgan Freeman.
Perfect.
All right.
There's the Serengeti. Oh. Sun goes down on the Serengeti plains. It's the wildebeest
See, you got me. You got me at wildebeest.
All right.
Hello, Adam.
Adam.
Good afternoon, Jane. Good afternoon, Mick.
Yeah. Right, who is it?
I think Keith Richards.
I've heard that's one we'd got ready to go.
Well, you'd have. Ready to go for 40 years.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Keith Richards, he's going to outlast us
all.
That pickle.
He is.
He will outlast us.
It says everything, doesn't it? You might as well live life large.
Yeah.
I'd like to see his workout videotape. I'd like to see his health tape and get on
it. I don't think he eats a lot. Hello, Liam.
Hi.
Hey, you got one for the Deadpool list.
Yeah, I was going to say Meatloaf, but I'm pretty sure he died at the grand final.
Well, he's the opposite of doesn't eat much. Meatloaf could well go.
You might be right. You might be right just there. We'll circle that one.
Oh, Meatloaf. That's a good left of field because he's not old, but...
I don't think he lives a healthy
He's in
existence.
The zone.
He's got to be in the zone. We're whipping through these. Hello, Patrick.
Oh, hi, guys. Love your work.
Thank you very much. Who do you want to add?
Well, mine's a bit of a cruel twist. It's Michael Douglas.
But Kirk Douglas hasn't. His dad hasn't gone yet.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's a bit of a cruel twist.
Oh, it's 100. He's 100 plus. That's good genes. I would have thought Michael Douglas...
I think Michael had a hiccup along the way.
Unless the papilloma virus gets him.
Don't bring that up again. Don't bring up the ailments that Michael Douglas has had.
And how he got them.
And how he got them.
Jeez Louise. Just take it easy, mate.
Okay. Thanks, Patrick.
Don't do anything stupid at home, Michael.
Hello, Ryan.
How are you?
Yeah. Who are you adding to the list?
Donald Trump.
Oh, you'd hope so.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't even know how to say what to say about
that. He's about 72, isn't he?
Early 70s.
Was he? Was there some, like, was he the oldest inaugurated president? Something like that? I'll be wrong. But there was some. He's getting on.
All right. Well, I think I'm par. It's wishful thinking, but I don't know, Ryan.
Jeff?
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good. You'd like to add someone who we've met, who's been in this studio.
Sorry, Mickey. It's one of your idols, mates. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, the great Ron Jeremy, the great...
he can't be getting that much action.
He nearly had a heart attack after he left after my Bunga Bunga party. He left, got on a plane, and then had a heart attack, still in his tracksuit decks and Crocs. He wore Crocs to my Bunga Bunga party.
The hedgehog. Well,
and he just went in recently, the hedgehog,
He
discovered... The body of the...
The
posthumous member for Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
The guy who owns the Love Ranch.
The Love Ranch in Vegas. The senator.
Lamar Odin, can I take him in my...
I don't know.
All right, are we still going?
Yeah, we got one more. Hi, Brett.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
Yeah.
Dave, love your show.
Who do you want to know?
This one's a little bit close to home for you guys, but after having Chris Brown sort of doing a bit of a step in and... Sam Pang makes a bit of a reference to him, a fair bit about his age. What about Tommy G?
Tommy Gleisner.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
That's the first time he's been added to the list.
I can see it.
Oh, no.
You can see it?
I sometimes...
He's looking a bit pasty.
Whenever I leave, I haven't been paying attention. Yeah. I give him a hug now. I say, just in case, come here, mate. It's been a pleasure knowing you.
I think he's driving at this moment.
He's on the show next week, by the way.
He's on the show?
Is he? That'll be a triumph.
We'll give him the good news.
I reckon he can hang in there. Really? Do you reckon he can make it?
I think he'll get
nothing
through.
Nothing silly, Tom.
Tom's very fit and he has a very healthy diet. So it's going to be a bus or nothing.
Yeah,
that'll get him in the end.
Just worry about him.
Don't worry. Hey, thanks everyone for your calls.
Well done.
Coming up soon, Jonathan Coleman will be joining us.
You're in trouble with Jono for putting him on the Deadpool list.
You're not happy.
Never did.
Waving his finger at
Never
you right
did.
Now.
Never did. He's fit as a fiddle.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Our next guest has been called the happiest man on TV.
What is your key to happiness?
Oh. Medication. No.
Jono Coleman has been entertaining us for over 40 years. From the early days... the famous Jono and Dano radio show and long stints in the UK, Jono makes us laugh even when he doesn't mean to.
Okay, now there's another chance to see Leslie Waters with her top tits. Top tits.
She has got very nice breasts.
He's loved the world over, especially by his Studio 10 family.
He's like the creepy uncle of the family.
Here to sell us a vacuum cleaner life insurance combo, please welcome Jono Coleman.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jono.
Deadpool, that's all I can say.
I tried to stop him, Jono.
You've taken it out of context, of course.
I was in one of my little cab driving friends driving here before.
Yes.
We went past SBS and I said, no, it's Triple M. and they said, put Triple M because I want to hear how the lovely Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, who I look up to as mentors.
Yes.
And I went... And then I heard Deadpool, and I heard Stan Lee's died, and maybe we'd be dragging Jono out of the old. Oh, hello.
No respect. I've tried to tell both these gentlemen.
He loves that. He's worked in radio long enough, this bloke, to know exactly what we're on about.
Very true.
This must be like your natural habitat, coming in here, sitting down behind a microphone,
in rock and roll world as well.
Well, Dano and I, you know, we went from Triple J to Triple M. So we did like 5 years at Triple M when we could only afford two M's in those days. And we even worked on Eon FM.
On Eon FM, really? Which we did as well.
We were there in those days.
Yeah, I was on drugs, so I don't remember anything.
I'll fill you in later, but you were really good. Oh, yeah. I was, yeah.
I want to talk to, sorry, Jane,
that's
about,
right.
also about the your stints in the UK.
Because 16 years.
A lot of people will be unaware. You had the biggest breakfast show in London for some time.
I do like breakfast. I do like breakfast.
On Virgin.
This was in Virgin, and this was when Virgin first got started up, this format of radio in the UK,
yes,
in London. Tell
that,
us.
That was the sort of two-hander of Russ and Jono, and we've just started up Russ and Jono again. Russ and Jono rebooted. We haven't been doing stuff in the studio for like over 20 years.
Yes.
And
in its day, Jono, though, why was it? What was different, and why did people connect to it in the UK?
Because it was a bit sort of laddish and blokey.
Mm-hmm.
So Russ was more your kind of rock and roll music radio fan, and Virgin Radio was kind of like the Triple M of London, but then it was a UK brand, so it was all over the UK. And so Richard Branson was our boss, and I started doing drive time in the afternoons, and then they put me on with Russ in the mornings, and it became, you know, the Russ and Jono breakfast experience. Yes. And we've just started doing Russ and Jono rebooted because we thought, well, you know, everyone else is coming back, and before we crawl out of the Deadpool, thanks to Mick Malloy.
Branson, I might put him in my Deadpool.
Yeah,
he's going to be close.
No,
he's
okay.
Got to be close.
He's okay, and he's taking a lot of medication, so he'll be around for ages.
Now, you, let's talk about your moustache for Movember. Mm. What have you done? Because you're behind Dave, and you're making Dave look good.
Dave looks
good. Yeah,
Dave
very
looks
fair.
Good. He looks like an adult film.
I just want to know when you're going to start growing yours, Jono.
Well, I've tried, but I'm very, very blonde, as you can tell. Yes, it's the Scandinavian background.
Right. And how did you get involved in Movember? Talk us through it.
Dano and I did Movember in 2010 when we were doing Jono and Dano on the telly on Channel 7. And Dano didn't want to do it because he said, "Oh, I'm not going to grow, you know, moustache." But I'll do it because
you'll take one for the team.
Exactly. I'd take a couple for the team. I'd take a few home for the team. But so I tried to grow this wimpy moustache, and George Negus gave me help, and Ronan Keating. Anyone who was vaguely a guest on the show would be dragged in. What do you think of Jono's moustache? So it was kind of that thing. So there are pictures that Movember have of me in my 2010 coming out of schnitz in various restaurants in Melbourne and Vlados with chips all over them.
Ooh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah, Vlados.
Stage.
Well, it's for a very good cause, but there's one other thing I asked you when you came in about your own health, because you were diagnosed with prostate cancer last year.
Yes.
You got onto it pretty toot sweet, didn't you?
You have to. You have to. Because the thing is about, seriously, with all of us guys, you know, you all think we're bulletproof, and we don't want to go to the doctor, we don't want to go to the dentist. Yeah. And whenever they say, "Oh, you're having some tests or a blood test or whatever," you go, "Oh, yeah, I'll get around to that. I've got to get to it. Did you see that thing on TV last night? Oh, did you hear, Kendi and Malloy the other day? That was funny." And you just changed the subject.
Mm.
And I was thinking, I'm going to keel over with a heart attack. Because
yes.
My father died of a heart attack. So I thought, well, you know, when you're over 50, I've thought.
You think that's what's going to be?
Well, that's what I had my heart set on.
Who are you talking to? Who with prostate cancer? Yeah. Who do you want to speak to? Who do you need to get to
basically
get this message through?
Have a conversation with your GP. Have a conversation with your mates, because guys are basically saying all you have to do is get a blood test, get your PSA checked, which is basically when you have a blood test, if you are worried about getting, any sort of cholesterol problems, that sort of thing. And, you know, Mick, of course, you're...
fit as a fiddle. I've taken myself in the Deadpool. I know exactly what I get up to. I'm very, very close.
You swim laps in the Deadpool.
But another good thing is, guys, get
a
GP. If you haven't got a GP, go and get one.
Yeah, have a conversation, even with your wife's GP, or if you haven't got a GP, talk to somebody who can give you either the digital finger in the bottom, which takes less than 30 seconds.
And just grow up about that.
Yeah,
just
you don't have to go and have dinner with them or go dancing.
You don't have to go for
take
the
them
dinner.
To the footy. You don't have to
flowers first.
No, not needed.
They may find a bunch of flowers up there. You never know. Very old joke. But anyway. read the card. Read the card. So basically that I had my PSA checked, and they said, "Oh, you're not going to die of a heart attack, but your PSA's gone up." I went, got a referral to a specialist, and he basically said, "It's enlarged and there's a growth. I'd say you've got cancer." And this was on a Friday afternoon when I was supposed to be going to farewell drinks for someone from Studio 10.
Well, that'll ruin your day.
Yeah. And I'm going, oh, right. Well, I've just had a man with his finger up my bottom telling me I've got cancer.
Well, I hope he's a doctor.
That was the guy in the lift. But
Jono, as you got onto it straight away, you had chemo?
I had the chemo, and that's why I kept my beautiful hair.
Beautiful mop.
Well, you fought back beautifully.
You have to keep doing it. I mean, the bottom line is that I'm sort of bottom line. The thing is that you know, I'm at an age now where I have to have a test every 3 months just to make sure it doesn't creep back. But it is one of those things because you don't get sort of, you don't feel sick or you don't feel bad.
No, you can't tell. No.
Good on you for getting onto it because you are a national treasure.
Thank
and you.
You
can't be going anywhere.
No.
And good on you for drawing attention to it. It's fantastic.
Why did you say I was going out of the Deadpool?
Because that's
was
what,
a comedic.
Because we know that you can take
to get everyone's attention.
Oh, yes. You see, Mick does that.
He does.
Get the attention. He should be on TV or radio or something.
Radio or doing for now. You are on TV every day on Studio 10.
Yeah. Well done.
And you are a welcome breath of fresh air on that show, and they'd be lost without you as well. So congratulations on the stint you've done there.
I think I should come back on here at the end of November to show you how well I've done.
Sold.
Yeah. All right, let's do that.
And I'll pay the airfare, but Triple M doesn't have to pay anything.
Don't say that. I'll take your word.
I'll stay at your place.
Sure.
If I'm still
too soon.
I'm going back to Vlados.
Thank you, Jonathan Coleman.
November.com to donate.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
I just saw Nick Cody wander in. He's going to join us in the next
with
hour.
With his baby.
Really?
Well, I hope it's his.
Oh, yes,
he's
got a pram.
He's walking around with a baby in a pram, and if it's not his.
Jane. You know, I don't think a lot of babies now are cute, but that's a cute baby.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, but look at its dad. Enjoy it now while you're young.
His dad's a good-looking guy.
Oh, all right.
Oh, hang on.
What are you doing?
Oh, steady down. Don't get me all revved up.
Whoa.
No, women go kooky when they see a baby. They don't.
Well, do you know women do go kooky when they see a baby?
Hormone-related.
When I had my little boys, all of a sudden girlfriends of mine started dropping out of the trees. My sister, I just in the area, thought I'd come round.
Well,
come
we do.
Round,
it's
come round, snatch.
We can't help it.
Snatch baby out of hand, press up against and smell.
Yeah, no, it's ovary alert. You just go, must hold baby.
An ovary alert?
I bet you haven't. They've never heard that on Triple M.
I never want to be there for an ovary alert.
Yeah, just stay on.
Oh, dear. Hey, that sounds better than Deadpool, which we were on about.
Yes.
Jono Coleman, who I put in, I shouldn't have.
Retracted, though, haven't you?
I retracted it, but still not sure we'll make the end of the month, end of November.
He's still listening.
He's still
in
listening.
In a car right now. You're in big trouble.
Well,
but we talked about obits and that they have to be prepared. Your television stations always have them ready to go. We found out that our own radio station has a bunch of people who haven't quite carked it or have carked it.
Yeah. Marshy's with us. Marshy, we found out that there's a library that exists here in Triple M.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes. It's called the Death Reel Tributes Folder.
The Death Reel Tributes Folder.
Oh, it's got
so
we
have these ready to go if any of the following people were to drop dead suddenly. Who's on the list?
I think some of these may have already left us. Yeah, but so we've got Angus Young, Bob Hawke, Bruce Springsteen, David Gilmour, David Letterman.
David Letterman. Jeez,
Jimmy
Page, can we play that?
John Howard, Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
Malcolm Young, Mick Jagger.
Wow.
Molly Meldrum, Muhammad Ali.
Molly, that's a bit.
Paul Keating, Paul McCartney.
Paul Keating.
Ringo Starr. Robert Plant, Ron Barassi.
Ron Barassi. Okay, so listen, let's go
Mick
back to
Malloy.
Keith Richards.
Mick Malloy. It has to be there.
You're saying Keith Richards is on that
Keith
list?
Keith Richards is
We've
there.
Got that, Dave.
I do.
This is the package that is prepared. Is this ghoulish in some ways?
I don't know. I think it's interesting.
All right.
Okay.
So all those people we just read out have packages ready to go. We've just picked out Keith Richards. Let's have a listen.
All right. R.I.P.
I can see Keith playing until he falls over dead.
Good to see you in December. You were at the Barclays Center with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Gosh, that was amazing. It was so fun. And that was, and everyone's saying, like, oh, this might be it. You might not do any more tours after this.
You keep saying that, man.
Charlie wounded me in the last year by having a much more dramatic drug problem than mine. Keith had a much more dramatic cure.
The big problem for Keith was not when he was playing or on tour, was after the tour, when the tour was over. Coming down from this massive daily shot of adrenaline of a kind that the replacement was clearly, in his case, needed.
You get antsy when you're not on the road. There's after 50 years, did I say that?
if you think back to 19-year-old Keith Richards, it's 50 years later.
I can't remember him.
Well, I think Keith is an innovator. He's changed the way the electric guitar sounds. He's made his own complete, unique kind of rock and roll music.
Well, what does a musician do? Hey, tell me, boys. What you play to other people and hope that you make them happy.
I always love to play Jumpin' Jack Flash. I still haven't nailed him, and every time I say, tonight I'm gonna kill that mother. and he's always a beautiful challenge to play.
The snorting of your father's ashes. Which true. It is true. Mm. You did, in fact, do it.
I ingested my ancestor, yes. As I took the lid off the box, fine bits of my dad flew onto the table. And I could not resist. I just scooped him up there, took out a straw, and I said, see you, Dad. And I did a little line of it.
How did it feel to snort him? Mm.
They got me off. I can only presume it's good music and everybody's had a good feeling when they hear it, when they grow up with it. You know, there's the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food you eat, and then there's Rolling Stones. And I guess we're just part of the furniture, you know. Working with a bunch of people for this amount of time is, you know, it is fairly unique and I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Wow. Okay. Oh, okay. If you're just tuning in, Keith Richards hasn't died.
Sorry, everyone.
But we've just fished out of the library.
Sorry, the package, with the switchboard's lit up, Mick. This is terrible. Ryan.
The package of packages.
Hello, Ryan.
How are you?
Sorry, were you just driving along?
I was driving along. I know it was fake anyway, but I hope you don't muzz it. I'm a massive wrong.
Can I tell you this?
I don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about it. You reckon we're putting the muzz on him? I just say this? Jane Kennedy knows it's not real, but burst into tears anyway. What's wrong with you?
It's just I hear him talking and I hear the music. It's like Homer Simpson.
Who else can we do later in the show? Give us. We'll think of another one. That's right. Good fun, yeah. That is.
We can do the boss.
Hey, Ryan, you got yourself
not our boss.
Okay. Hey, give Ryan a good prize.
Hey, Ryan, yeah.
What about the push mower kit and hedge trimmer kit, thanks to Ego 56-volt outdoor power equipment, worth over $1,000,
Ryan.
Ryan,
everything's good.
Awesome. Thank you very much. That's great.
EgoPowerPlus.com.au. It's power beyond belief.
Hang in there. Yes. Our producers are going to get on to you and get all your details, Ryan. Don't go away. Yes.
All right.
All right. Well done, everybody. Marcy, that's a coolest list.
I'll go and work on yours now.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We just played out. package. That Triple M is ready to go in the event that Keith Richards dies. I'd like to reiterate to everyone out there, he's not dead.
He's alive. He's alive and well. He's alive and he's Keith.
We got our hands on the package. Yeah. We just thought we'd play it. Jane burst into tears.
Well.
And she knew he hadn't
I knew
died.
That this was fake. I knew it wasn't going, but it's just
you're
a combination.
You're imagining what it'd be like if you were listening to it. Yeah.
What?
Two, I might put on the Deadpool list. Yeah, El Chapo. He's had three heart attacks if you listen.
Plus the rest. He's been shot at. He's been not. He's escaped from tunnels.
Sure.
He's lived in prison and been attacked.
Yep. And can I also put on the Deadpool list anyone impaneled on El Chapo's jury? Have you been following this? In fact, you have because you were the one who informed me, in fact, on the weekend of the problem they're having in America right now, getting a group of people to put their hand up to sit on the
no
jury
one wants to be
for El Chapo. Yes. And so they've been going on for about a month as they try to impanel them, and now those who have been impaneled are trying to get off.
Yes.
Basically, no one wants to go guilty in a trial with a man who is allegedly the greatest drug lord on the face of the planet.
That's right.
Right now. In his defence, old Guzman,
yes,
his lawyer has said in front of the jury that Guzman, El Chapo, has kindly promised that their client will not murder anyone.
So that's unusual, isn't it?
That's what you want. That's what you want to hear.
That's not what you hear when you try to get a jury.
If I'm sitting on that jury, I reckon I've got two options. Mm. Well, one is to not be on it or to say not guilty and maybe get a big house.
Anybody is guaranteed to be not $1 or $2 million. If they get to these jurors, And they can guarantee them millions and millions of dollars just to say, oh, no, what are you talking about? Not guilty.
Well, I'd say not guilty with a thumb up and winking at El Chapo.
So would I.
As it came down. How's jury plead? Not guilty, El Chapo?
But El Chapo's not guilty, is he, Mick?
No, he's not.
No, and he has a lot of listeners around the world.
But no one wants to sit on that trial.
No. It's still an incredible story that all these years later, he's indicted, he's been sent to America, facing this trial.
There's another tunnel coming down the pike.
I've never seen such good tunnels.
Of Dave a bit?
It's maybe a few of his offsiders. That's not quite El Chapo.
They're heading in that direction, though. Just be careful, Mick.
All right.
Yeah, okay, that's really got me interested.
All right.
Right.
But we've got to be very careful.
Hey, we're going to play another one of those death notice packages.
So oh, when people God, do die. I get no more tissues?
I think we're going to find David Letterman's and play that. Yeah, can we see?
All right.
I don't know what they've got for Dave.
Oh, all right, we'll dig that out soon. Then Nick Cody to join us next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
It sure is. It's going to be a brilliant. Nick Cody coming up very shortly. In the meantime, Jane, I'm loving the retrospective for dead people.
You are. I've got the list out.
We're going to play some Dave Letterman's piece that is designed to be played when he's dead.
We might. We might even play Mick Molloy.
Why would you do that, Jane? That's in bad taste.
Come on.
That's in poor spirit. You've got a talkback segment you'd like to introduce?
I have. It's irritable work phrases. It's just been announced that the winner for the year of the top 10 annoying new buzzwords that are in offices that are going around, and they will really annoy you all because they annoy me. And I've got more to add.
So shall we run it up the flagpole? There's one for you.
Let's add that.
All right, so on that note, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets. Let's start at the top, though, with the great Nick Cody.
Hello, Nick.
G'day, g'day.
How's it going? You're looking kind of refreshed and on top of it.
Mate, feeling good. I've got the baby here.
It is your baby. We've established. You haven't just grabbed one off the street and brought it in the pram.
It's a good-looking baby, so I don't know if it is mine. What do you think of it, Jane?
It's an ovary alert. it's an ovary alert. She promised there would be one. Honestly, what is an ovary alert?
It's when your ovaries start to pump and it's telling her, it's very going back to grassroots. It's very young babies excite.
Yeah.
And I've seen it with my own arms. Bad behaviour from otherwise
sensible women.
So I've had my sister and friends come around and snatch my young boys out of my hand and grab them and start smelling them.
Oh wow.
There's nothing better than smelling a baby's head. It's beautiful.
So that's got to be some primal thing.
It is a primal thing.
I was excited for people to grab him and have a sniff, but I've got a feeling I didn't put the nappy on right.
I had no problem with that, but sadly they gave the kids back. I would have been happy for them just to take them.
To bring it up. So Charlie, how old's Charlie now?
7 weeks.
Charlie!
That's very young, and I'm really proud of you to be on an outing, bring him in. Yeah. He's a little bub.
Swing by the casino on the way home and play his birthday. There's a new number for roulette. Come on, son.
Could be a lucky charm. You'll have to take him every time.
Oh, you young ones. You're just always. So you can multitask and do everything. But look, you look healthy. Yeah.
You look good. Is it all going well? Are you doing well?
It's good. It was only a one coffee day today, which to me is a win, you know.
Is that the chart?
That means we only woke up twice. Last week there was a five coffee day.
Wow.
Yeah, where you have so much coffee that you end up shutting down and going back to sleep.
I keep saying when I see you in, and I love seeing this, there's so many people who'd be driving around right now, new dads and new mums. And I think there's the shock of going, but it's such a little human. How can it cause me such drama? And how can I not sleep just because of this?
He's so tough. I saw how he came out. He's tough. Yeah. You know what I mean? This bloke can fight.
He's good to go. So he's good at home. How's things at home? Yeah. Paint the picture for me. Things are great at your house.
I went to parents' class last week. Didn't go this week because it was all about pelvic floor exercises.
Right.
So this is classes post you have a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, you're no, that's all new to me. That? What do you do there?
I went. It was just me and eight mums, and I thought, here's me. I'm giving it a bloody go. This week it was all pelvic floor. Didn't want a bar of it, so I stayed home, and I'm in the noisiest house.
What do you mean by that? Noisy? Explain it.
The suburb that I live in is near a massive racetrack. Okay. Spring Racing Carnival was just on, and if you've got the windows open, you can hear the race calls through the house. You know what I mean? Wow. It's like the sirens of gambling calling me. You know what I mean?
And when you've got a new baby.
No time to bet.
No, no betting when you've got a new baby in the house, I sure.
Well, thanks to sports bet, I didn't get to. You know what I mean? I came out in front. It was the first year of.
So you can listen to, you can go, oh, this is race seven, this is race eight. You know exactly what's going on.
Can you hear
on.
The horse's hooves? Can you hear the blump, blump?
Yeah, there's everything. Because I used to live on the other side of town where you'd hear the Grand Prix, and now it's the race.
The best of both worlds.
Rather than listening to horse racing than a Grand Prix with a young baby, I would have thought.
Yeah, most definitely. But now, on top of this, there's a school near my house that plays, they play Walking on Sunshine.
What do you mean?
That song. That,
for what
I'm
reason?
Walking on Sunshine. Yeah. Oh, man.
Okay.
PTSD.
He's just saying he's heard it too often.
Oh, sorry, Nick. This is sort of traumatic for you to hear it again.
3 p.m.
Yeah.
Every day.
I think I know what that is.
It.
Why do they do that?
It's a new that they're steering. This is the new age. They're steering away from class bells and sirens, all that noise, because it's a nicer, softer transition. This is why our kids are soft.
Yeah, this is how they,
is it?
This
is it a soft transition?
Yes.
Because it takes me from relaxed to very angry.
Say this was the what was it
a trigger song.
A neurologist has done a study of the most uplifting songs of all time, and Walking on Sunshine is in the top 10. Well,
you didn't check with me.
I disagree.
You need that's the type of music for me you play when you're trying to get terrorists out of an embassy. Every afternoon, same time.
Yeah. I think Juliana Sanders got
now,
that.
Out now.
I just thought, funny.
If I was playing a song of my choice at that level in my house, the cops would be there.
Right.
Why don't you go round with some CDs?
Yeah. And with a van, play music out of a van near kids.
But run them through some alternatives. How about rotating through a few of these?
Oh, tit for tat.
Hey, that's not going to come up in your parenting class, is it? How to get back at them.
All right, we'll be back with more Nick Cody.
Right after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Nick Cody is with us. Hey, by the way, the movie still showing in various cinemas around Australia. Get amongst that.
That's a win. That's fantastic. That's been in cinemas now for about 20 odd weeks or something.
Going,
when did it go
going
in?
Well.
It's
going
great.
Well. Yeah.
Hey, never bring your baby in here again.
Don't you say that.
It's getting more attention than me.
Oh, I know.
It's starting
to
annoy
me. Looking at all the girls, they all want to have a cuddle.
I like being the centre of attention. I like the girls cuddling me. And now that little thing.
I've always said a puppy and a baby are the biggest chick magnets you can have.
I'm
blue in the
when
face.
When I walk around with him, it's unbelievable.
I know. No one looks at you, but they look at your baby.
Yeah.
But they should be looking at you.
I should have just gotten a baby.
I thought that guy's off the market if he's carrying around a tiny.
You would think, but it's just, you know.
I'll leave the wedding ring at home.
You know, because you've got an ovary alert. You're on a high security ovary. Oh, she's gone again. Her ovary alert.
Sometimes it's painful. When it kicks in. Oh, hey, look, Charlie's settled. All sweet. Look, everything's good.
For now, but tonight we'll roll around.
You've got a whole thing going on at your house. You've got the horses.
Horses.
You've got the school.
Walking on Sunshine.
And did you tell me possums?
Now there's a possum in. So just to make the house noisier, the next door neighbours are doing renos for a year.
Oh, good on them.
We've got a 7-week-old baby. Oh. And now there's a possum in the backyard, which I think possums are great to look at.
Living the dream.
Pretty cute.
Possums are not cute anyway.
You don't like them?
No.
I think they're cool to look at, but we've got a staffy. And it turns out they don't like possums.
The natural enemy of the possum is the staffy.
Yeah. So the dog will kick off 2 a.m. when she sees the possum.
Is the possum in the roof?
Possum's in the tree.
Possum's
in the backyard.
In the tree. Dogs identified.
Dog's outside.
Yep. Dog's in a little area, but it can see through a window. Oh, okay. And it kicks off. That'll kick the baby off, which kicks me off.
Wow.
So I want to kill a possum. Can you kill a possum? Are you allowed to kill a possum?
Okay. It depends what state you're in. Actually, all over Australia, no.
Oh, really?
No, possums are a protected species.
I've got to take it
country.
Out. I've got to take it out.
Yes, they are.
They're vermin, Jane.
They're not they're protected species.
You can get a reward for killing a possum.
You can you use your dog? Can the dog kill the possum?
No.
What?
No, then they'll put the dog down.
Are you serious?
Australian native animal. Is your dog an Australian native animal? No.
What, my English English Staffordshire? I'll look into it.
The possum, I put to you, is vermin, is a rodent.
of some description, okay, and is not classified under any natural.
Because my neighbours are Swiss.
Ring Dr. Chris Brown.
Right. My neighbours, it lives in their roof. My neighbours are Swiss, so they're on the fence. They're not picking a side, which is really annoying. It's like, are you team dog or are you team possum? Because something's got to go.
I'll get on to Bindi Irwin.
Someone will tell me.
You cannot kill a possum in this country, I'm telling you.
The dog can't. That's insane.
No one can.
I thought you'd get rewarded for taking a possum out.
All right.
No. You know,
we've got to call some of our army mates. Give them a job. You know what I mean? Afghanistan's finished. Get the night vision goggles on. Bit of training.
I know some guys who could take your possum out.
I'm sure they could.
The possum wouldn't see it coming. They'd be in and out overnight, and you wouldn't know anything. You just have to tell them not to take your staff.
They're so sneaky, though.
You come back, there'll be nothing there. Everything's gone. The Swiss couple.
They've put the bins out. The Swiss couple's gone. They've cleaned the sheds.
And the baby sleeps through the night.
Everything's good. Who was those guys? I stand corrected. I would have thought a possum. Can someone?
Do you know you can take a possum away?
Call
you drive
right
it
now,
far away, and it finds its way back to your house.
Oh, what is a homing possum?
Give it a
drive. Is it Jane Kennedy?
P.S. They're a marsupial and they're not a rodent.
Hmm. Well, 133353.
Tell
you
us
know the laws.
Tell us the possum laws.
Don't you ever you point at me again?
Is there a legal
with
team
that,
here?
I've just done a lap of victory around you.
Got it.
A marsupial? I wouldn't have thought so, Jane. Not in my book.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I'm going with rodent. I'm going with
rodent.
I'm going with vermin. I'm going.
A rodent is from the UK.
Get an obituary.
UK.
You know it should be rodent.
They're indigenous to Australia, aren't they?
Come on.
Did you want to speak to Jeff?
All right, Jeff.
Wake up, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Sorry.
What do you bring?
That's the first time I've heard that.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
What do you bring to the table, Jeff? What qualifications do you bring?
Yeah, Mick, I had a possum in my roof once upon a time back in the day. And, we can't kill them, but we can trap them. You call the council, they'll send you out a trap. You stick the trap in the ceiling.
And then what do you do with it?
And then welcome the possum back home. That's where it'll end up, back in your roof.
That's it. No.
Because it's a homing possum. Have you heard of a?
I've got a trap. It's called a staffy. It's going to trap the possum.
in its mouth.
Game over.
No,
you can legally trap them. Let them go up a tree, and hopefully it doesn't come back.
No, according to Jane, they're like homing possums.
I am the possum whisperer. Be quiet. Hello, Loretta.
Hi, Jane. How are you going? I live in an old house with 12-foot ceilings and my possums have army boots that rearrange their furniture in the middle of
the night.
They've made you deaf, Loretta. They're noisy buggers, aren't they?
I know, they're shocking.
So what do you do to get rid of them? How are you going to get rid of your possums?
No, you just put up with them because they say you're only supposed to take them within 200 metres, but they normally come back. So you just put up with them.
I can't get rid of your possum, but I can ease your pain. What about a slab of Brick
Done.
Lane?
Oh.
Would you like a pale ale or a lager?
Lager.
The base lager. Loretta.
Good on you, Caroline. Loretta.
From the great,
that's great
brewers at Brick Lane, i.e. me.
Oh, okay. All hail Mick. Hello, Caroline.
Hi. How are you, Jane?
Can you please tell Mick the rules about possums in Australia?
You cannot kill a possum.
Thank you.
You can go to your local council and maybe get a trap and put it in your roof to get it out of your roof, but you're not allowed to kill
Caroline, them. What if I make it look like an accident?
No.
You know, can I tell you, Mick, I've got a possum in my roof at the moment. It makes a thundering noise. One day I was home by myself and I thought somebody was trying to come in through the ceiling and it was just terrible. And quite often I'll be sitting having my breakfast at 6 a.m. in the morning and there is jumping and bumping and God knows what's going on up there, but I haven't bothered to go up.
So it's just another noise I've got to get used to.
I've
got to hear horse racing, school songs, possum,
what if
dog
you've got
bark,
a newborn baby.
Baby.
If you've got a newborn baby,
I just need headphones.
Can.
I reckon that's what's going to do it. I need some noise cancelling headphones.
That'll work well. That's not in your parenting class.
Well done,
either.
Everybody. Thanks for helping us get to the bottom of that. Well done, Nick Cady, for coming. What have you got to plug? Are you still squeezing?
The merger. The merger's still
the merger,
on.
But you're squeezing in the odd gig, or are you?
I've got a big tour coming up next year.
We'll
mate,
get onto that.
And a podcast as well. Crushing it with Nick Cody as well.
Good on you.
Oh, there he goes.
Shouts out to Possum.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Follow us on Instagram if you're not already, Twitter, Facebook, @ Kennedy Malloy.
You were really on the front foot about the whole, what was it, wallaby thing.
Possum. On the front foot.
Yeah, you thought you knew everything.
I did.
Yeah, well, you
I was correct. You were proven wrong.
You said
again.
It was a marsupial. Is it a?
It is.
It's a rodent, isn't it?
No, a rodent is a mouse or a rat.
Right, it's a big man. It's a big rat. Come on. Come on, Jane.
Do you know in New Zealand, stupid Australians introduced possums to New Zealand and you're allowed to kill them there?
Good. Oh, good. That we introduced that. Good that they've got nothing that can kill you in New Zealand.
No.
They've got no snakes. They've got no...
Spiders. Nothing will kill you.
A very angry Maori might have a go.
or hearing Dave Dobbin's song over and over again.
Wasn't that one?
Slice of Heaven.
Who had that one? Was it one of our
James calls? Was on a tour bus in New Zealand, and every day of the tour, they would start the show with Slice of Heaven. And we said, I can't hear that song again. It's drives me.
Oh, Dave.
I don't know how it slipped on.
There'll be an ovaries alert in a minute.
Hey! It's all happening.
It's such a funny siren for ovaries.
For ovaries. It's a bit manic.
It is a bit manic.
I don't think it'd be more...
It's a bit needy. Needy. All right. We've got Marshy in here.
I don't associate ovaries with needy at all.
Oh, you don't?
Never have.
Not much?
Never will. Oh, okay. Welcome back, Marshy. Now, we've been having some fun. It all started off with the death of Stan Lee. Our Deadpool here at the office went off. Hmm. Someone got it. We started talking about those who were close to dying or might be
on the list.
And then it was revealed to us that there is an actual list here at Triple M. We have a file. Marshy, what's the file called?
Ready to go.
The Death Reels Tributes folder.
The Death Reels Tributes. So this is your in memoriam package, people. And who's on that list?
So we've got Angus Young,
jeez,
Bob Hawke, Bruce Springsteen, David Gilmore, David Letterman, Jimmy Page, John Howard, Keith Richards, Malcolm Young, Mick Jagger, Molly Meldrum, Muhammad Ali, Nick Mason, Paul Keating, Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Robert Plant and Ron Barassi.
Now, we did have someone ring up before quite angry going, why are there no women on that list?
Yes, we forgot to add the Queen because surely...
Why are there no women on that list? I think because we were traditionally Triple M has been a male orientated.
Well, there was sportsmen and male artists, but of course, maybe we're just...
Well, maybe we're more vulnerable.
I think are more vulnerable. And women live longer than men, so
all
that's
right,
why.
Don't rub it in.
Gosh,
don't rub it in. So
you're
we've been enjoying the fact that there's a whole library of these ready to go.
And I think if anyone was looking iffy, they got added into the list.
That's probably why Letterman got in. So we've already played Keith Richards. Yeah. And we had people ringing up in the middle of it going, has something happened? Is Keith Richards all right? No. Keith Richards is alive and well. But even though we played the package, Jane burst into tears.
Yes. I know. I can't help it.
And we fished out another one because this is just great fun. Yeah. And what have we got? What are we going to play now?
So we've got Letterman.
We've got Letterman.
All right. Everybody.
This is Letterman.
He hasn't died.
Everyone, he hasn't died.
This would be his.
This is the package will play when he goes.
From New York.
Are the funniest, the smartest, the weirdest, the coolest, and the best one ever, hands down.
We will not see a man of his talents and comedic integrity again in our lifetime.
I think he taught us how to do something smart and stupid.
Paris Hilton. How have you been? Are you all right?
Good to be back in New York.
Yeah, good to have you here. How much time do you spend in New York City? A lot?
Not as often as I'd like.
Mm-hmm. How'd you like being in jail?
He just wants to have fun and be goofy. I always remember that.
But I've moved on with my life, so I don't really want to talk about it anymore.
I know. This is where you and I are different, because this is all I want to talk about.
Love you, Paris. Love you, too.
Yeah. Somebody you met in prison?
There simply are no words that can encapsulate the sheer magnitude of what Dave has achieved. He was the biggest thing on television.
It's very simple. There is only one requirement for any of us, and that is to be courageous. Because courage, as you might know, defines all other human behavior. And I believe, because I've done a little of this myself, pretending to be courageous is just as good as the real thing.
Dave is the best.
I, like every kid who grew up watching him, will miss him.
That's so sad that he's gone. Oh, God, he hasn't.
Stop it.
He hasn't.
He's fine. He's fine. I hope this doesn't get back to Dave.
Oh, he would see the funny side, surely.
You know what? I'm sure he will see the funny side. Anyway. He's just had specials on Netflix.
Well, get him to call us to prove he's still alive.
Dave, give us a call.
Come on, Dave.
1-3-5-3.
Well, that's hilarious. Well done, Marshy. Yep. Don't worry, mate.
That's very sensitively done, by the way.
I thought we did that very well. And we're not mucking around or making light of a very serious issue.
This is all off the back of Stan Lee dying.
Can you fish off?
Believe that.
Can you fish out another one for us, maybe for the very end or for Friday's show?
Maybe Come for on. Clown of the Week.
All right, yeah. Maybe for Clown of the Week.
Yeah, we'll keep it for that.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Can't believe Letterman's gone.
He has Stop saying that. He has everyone calm the farm.
Yeah,
how did he die?
Don't do that. He's got years ahead of him.
He's got years ahead of him. He's a good man. He's living on his ranch in Montana, growing a beard.
He's got a mighty beard too. Mm. Yeah. Now, this is something I've come back to work in a sense after a long time of being a mum at home.
Right.
So I come back to work at Triple M. There's a lot of young people around. It's an office. It's an area that I haven't worked in for a long time. And I'm going, gosh, they have a lot of buzzwords.
So you throw your weight around a bit? Is it nervous energy?
Me?
Because you do lay down the law. There's a lot of people here very frightened.
I'm glad that's working. But I'm finding that there's words and phrases they say I have like no idea what they're talking about. Well, now you can't say you made a mistake. There's no such thing as making a mistake.
Well, is that because people don't acknowledge they've made a mistake?
No, the word's too harsh. So you have to say, I think this can be a learning opportunity that you have done.
This could be a teachable moment?
Correct. So you move on from there. It's positive enforcement, right?
So when I come in and slam my fist on the table and say, that is effing bullshit.
Mm. Well, that seems clear to me, but to the young people, that's old school. Okay, so
it's a bit frightening.
Yeah, it's a bit frightening. A survey has just been conducted in London at an expo.
Yes.
For IT. And they've actually come up with the 10 most annoying office phrases. And I'm wondering whether people find this in the office. It might be in your workplace. Is there one really annoying phrase that is supposed to encapsulate something?
1-3-3-5-3.
Okay, so the number one annoying phrase was, you give 110%.
Yeah.
Well, we've been hearing that forever.
It means rubbish, whatever it means. Blue sky thinking.
What's blue sky thinking?
Brainstorming in an open-minded fashion.
What's blue sky thinking?
Brainstorming in an open-minded fashion.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
I thought you were doing the next annoying phrase. I thought you'd moved on.
Speaking of annoying.
This is all going over my head, by the way.
Synergize. I've heard this. You've got to synergize, everyone. That means to work together.
Like an ovaries alert?
No.
Is it?
It means to work.
It's an ovaries alert, everybody.
It means to work together collaboratively in order
synergize?
To be more effective.
Is that a proper word?
Yes. Atomize.
What's atomize? That? I'm not atomizing.
You are, because what you're going to do is you might have a problem. No. No such thing as a problem.
I'm atomized.
No, you're atomized. You're breaking something, example, a problem, down into smaller units.
I'm going to atomize you into face. is that how you use it?
Yeah, it could work. I'm happy with that. A lot of moving parts. Oh, there's a lot of moving parts for this. A lot of departments moving components to manage.
Settle down. Hockey. A bit of therapy.
We got a meeting note. You say, hey, dude, you got a tight five?
No.
How very dare you.
I got a tight five. I got a massive six in my pants. Would that get you in trouble?
Hashtag yes. This is why we don't go to meetings.
A massive six. I was just saying on the air.
I had to add in my pants. I had to add that.
I had a massive six in my
Fred. Okay, let's go to the callers because they have said they've got to know. All right, William, what really annoys you?
What's a phrase, mate?
Moving forward.
I'm moving forward. Where am I moving
means
to?
Means nothing.
Just
says all you want to say is anyway.
Yeah.
What's up next?
Yeah. The perfect response to moving forward is shut up, dickhead.
Again, this is why you don't come to meetings.
Right. I didn't even know you guys still had meetings. I thought, gee, we don't have a lot of meetings.
You just go, well, okay. Johnny.
Hey, guys.
What are you hearing around the workplace?
I've worked in a few big corporations, and Jane, if I was going to take you into my office or whatever and have a chat with you, I'd be like, well, Jane, look, I agree with you, but head office.
That is so true.
Yeah.
It's coming from upstairs or head office.
This is coming from Sydney.
That's coming from Sydney. We hear that, yep.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Johnny, that's a ripper. Hello, James.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, what are you hearing?
Let's take it offline.
All right, James, are you calling from inside the building?
What does that mean, James? I don't even know.
It means it's too hard to discuss now, so let's catch up later and talk about it.
Oh, my God. That's totally stupid. I hate it.
Sure.
Thanks, James. Right. Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Hello. How's it going?
Yeah, what's a phrase you're hearing that's really annoying?
Let's raise the flag and see who salutes.
Let's put it out the back porch, see if the cat licks it up.
When
I say that, I think of other things.
Okay. That would be our listeners, John. Thank you very much. Fiona?
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Enlighten us, Fiona.
Unpacking. When we're discussing on a topic that they don't want to talk about it, we'll come back and unpack that later.
Unpacking is...
It's just dumb.
It's too much to unpack here.
It's stupid. Yeah. Just say we'll talk about it later, idiot.
I'm suing you for touching me.
Let's unpack that later.
I don't have time to do this now.
All right. Okay, I think we're done.
Duncan's here.
Oh, you want to go Duncan?
Okay.
Hey, Duncan.
Yeah, let's circle back to that.
That's just stupid too.
Let's circle back to that.
What's wrong with those young people and their stupid expressions?
You're an idiot. Well, let's circle back to that.
Okay. Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy. All thanks to OVO. Boom.
OVO
prepaid
alert.
Mobile broad.
OVO alert. OVO.
Don't get it confused with
what was yours?
Ovary alert.
Oh, ovary alert. I thought we had an OVO alert.
That's because Nick Cody brought in his beautiful baby and I went, ooh.
And because I'm all over this technology, we've just had a Mick Malloy OVO alert. You need to listen to this. This is broadband that I consider to be too fast. But
You're never satisfied, are you?
I'm just saying that this is, I think they've gone too far.
You've gone the MBN, you're saying
because
over
they're
too
idiots.
Fast.
That's a dinosaur. I mean, that is rubbish. That stuff. Why would you go with a fixed line internet?
I don't know.
4G is available, Jane. 4G.
You really look like you know what you're saying.
4G.
Tell us more.
Can I buy a valve? OVO, boom. Is a prepaid mobile broadband, guys. Yeah. Are you unaware of this?
I'm listening.
Dave.
Yeah.
It's sick of having to explain it every week. So the OVO Boom, it's a prepaid mobile broadband, that offers fast, consistent internet for the home or on the go.
Mm.
So forget your fixed line, Jay.
What do you mean on the go?
Oh, sweetie. it's all hard for you, isn't it?
Bit of mansplaining going on here.
Do you want to go home and ask Rob?
I'm going to try and explain it. I'm really
so
drained. You've got no idea. You're actually.
What I'm saying, Jane, is that its data has a high 250 GBs or a speed of 100 Mbps.
What does that stand for?
Megabits per second.
Is it?
Whatever. Sure. No, keep going.
Yeah. Is it?
Hey, can I
get that right?
Where can I get this magical thing of which you speak? Don't call me sweetie again.
I did. This is where we get into my...
Do you know what, though? I don't mind when you call me sweetie.
See?
I don't mind it. I'm up for it.
Great. Hey, what was the question?
Well, you can buy them at
7-Eleven. We are doing an ad.
7-Eleven?
It's a live ad we're doing.
So you can get them at 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
KFC? Can you get them at
no.
KFC?
No.
Right. You can get them online, though, at ovo.com.au.
Why would you go there?
Well,
I don't want to go online anymore. I want to go off the fixed internet.
You are high maintenance.
You really are.
No, we want to go on the internet.
We want to do everything that is going to help people.
OVO.
OVO, you're brilliant.
Give OVO a call.
All right. Tomorrow, I'm going to take over the OVO.
What?
I am.
How dare you?
No,
that's
dare
my
you?
Thing. Hey, tomorrow, Mikey Robbins is going to join us in studio.
Hey, Mikey Robbins.
Lawrence Mooney and more. We'll see you then.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See what else you've been missing out on. Get on OVO Boom prepaid mobile broadband. Super fast with no contract or wires. OVO.com.au.